Okay, so today is October 15th. My name's Mariah White, and I'm a student at TCC, and I'm going to be interviewing Laura and Ubitsa via Zoom. They're both students in the ESL program at TCC. We're interviewing for the Oklahoma State University Oral History Project. Both Laura and Ubitsa are, students that are ESL students attending TCC from Mexico and Guatemala. Pretty much this interview aims to get to know both students, such as their background, their experience as ESL student at a community college in Tulsa, and their journey, learning the English language. I'm going to start with you first, Laura, and then kind of Ubitsa will go to you. So, Laura, if you want to go ahead and state your full name, your age, what city, and what country you're from.
Okay, I'm Laura Macias. I am 46 years old, and I'm from Progreso, in my state Durango, Mexico.
Nice. And then Yubitsa.
Yes, I'm Yubitsa. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Guatemala. My city, it's called Quetzaltenango.
Okay, awesome. Now, Laura, if you want to kind of tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of like some of your hobbies that you like to do.
Okay. I used to be a hairdresser, and right now I'm focused in ESL, and I would like to be like study something about kids, probably child early development.
Okay.
And I have two children, 19 and
Nice.
11, and my hobbies probably will be walking, playing basketball with my family, and I like to drive. I love to drive.
Nice. Did you start learning how to drive, like here in Tulsa, or did you drive and stuff in Mexico?
No, I started in Mexico in my hometown when I was 12 years old.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in a big truck and a manual shift truck. And every time I was doing it, I was trying a lot, but I finally
Yeah.
could do it.
Nice. I mean, 12 is a good age, I think, to start
Yeah,
learning. Still pretty young, huh?
of course. Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Ibiza? Tell me about yourself.
I work with my parents. It's
Nice.
in a Hawaiian restaurant, which is on the 68th and Memorial here in
Nice.
Tulsa. Yes, and I like to spend time with them. I really love my family.
Yeah.
One of my favorite hobbies, it's play soccer. Sometimes we go out with my family at the parks and read also stuff, and we almost always play.
Nice. So both of you pretty much already have like family and stuff here in Tulsa, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. When you guys, so were you living in Mexico and Guatemala when you were deciding to do the ESL program, or were you guys already here in the United States?
In my personal case, when I started in Mexico, but when I arrived here, I say I need to understand everything, and I need to learn. And I started in like adult program learning, and then when I thought it was like the base, they couldn't teach me more. I had to go to TCC, and I really love it. I love the classes, and I was happy with them.
Yeah, definitely. And you bet so?
Yes. For me, I study high school in Tulsa 2 years, and I want to go to a college. So the advisors tell me that I need learn a little bit more of English, like understand them enough. So that's the reason why I'm getting English classes at TCC.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, can you guys kind of describe like your family and stuff? I know, Laura, you said you have children. You have two children, and their ages was 11 and 18. Do you guys have like siblings and stuff? And what are their ages?
Okay. I don't have like sisters, just have one brother, and he's older than me. He's I think he's 51 years old, and he lives
Nice.
in Vegas.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just living with my husband and me, my boy and my girl, and that's it,
Oh,
here in
nice.
Tulsa.
How long have you and your husband been married?
23, last August 15, 23 years married.
Wow, that's awesome. And then Yubitsa, what about your family?
I live with my two parents, my mom and my dad, and I have two sisters younger than me. One of them it's for almost 14 years, and the other one it's about to be 8.
Nice.
Yes.
Is your two siblings, are they also kind of doing like an ESL program and stuff, kind of for like their ages?
No, they already learn English. They
Oh,
born
nice.
here on United States. Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, they are teaching me.
Oh, it's kind of good, you know. You have some extra tutors.
Yes.
So I want you guys to kind of tell me what your childhood was like, you know, in like your home country. Were there any like memorable experiences or traditions or anything that you guys would like to share from your home country?
Yes, of course. And my hometown was so small, but everybody was friendly and we know each other. And that town is Catholic. The principal religion is Catholic. And that was the main thing. We gathered and together and we spent time at the church. And you know, we have a festivals at school. And when I was since was a young girl, I love it to dance, like folkloric dances in Mexico with big dresses
Oh,
and
that's so
old.
beautiful.
Yeah, and love it. And I did it until I was 18 years old, since when I was 5 to 18 years old.
Is there
Yeah,
a
and my
reason? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to ask you, was there a reason why you stopped doing the dances after you were 18?
Because I came to United States and I
Oh,
didn't
okay.
have enough time to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And then you bid so.
Yes. My childhood, it was fun because my grandparents and my family see me like the little sister, little. I was the small one in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fun. My family, my grandparents, like they give me all that I need, and I'm grateful with them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is your grandparents still in Guatemala?
Yeah, they can came at the United States, but they don't do it too much. It's just
Yeah.
on special occasions like birthdays, Christmas.
Yeah, like holidays and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
just on special occasions.
Yeah, so Laura was kind of saying in her hometown and stuff in Mexico, it's a smaller town. For Yubitsa, is your town pretty small as well?
My town was it was it wasn't a town, was like in the city, it's city, so it's a lot of traffic, a lot of persons. I'm not that social, so I didn't like to go out too much. I was almost always on my home. Yeah.
So like when you came to Tulsa and stuff, you know, like we have a lot of crazy traffic and stuff here too, so that wasn't a really a big of a change for you, was it?
It wasn't too much traffic because I was living on LA and California,
Okay.
and it's more bigger there than here. It's more traffic, more people.
Yeah.
It's frustrating sometimes.
Oh yeah, I've seen like, movies and stuff. You can see how
Yeah,
backed up the
but
highways get.
yeah, but I think Tulsa, it's similar as my city because it's my city wasn't that big like LA, so
Yeah.
it's a little bit, it's similar, pretty similar.
Okay. So Laura, I know you were kind of talking about kind of like religion and stuff, kind of in your hometown. Can you guys kind of explain to me some of like the unique customs and traditions that your family or your community that you guys celebrated or was important to you all?
Okay, during the year we have like and the Catholic religion, we have in March, it's the when the Eastern is here in Mexico, we celebrate the same, and then
Okay.
after that we have the Day of the Dead. And then now I'm seeing this in United States that we're you're learning from us about that. We're celebrating the life and we remember our the people who passed away before us. And then we have Christmas after that. We have the most important days in Mexico are those. Yeah, for talking about religion.
Would the way like Americans and stuff celebrate maybe the Day of the Dead or Christmas, is it the same way too as well in Mexico?
Yes, kind of similar, but you know something about May 5th, because you celebrate May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And I know it's a confusion there, because in Mexico the independence is in September 16th. And
So
everybody say, hey,
it
Independence Day, no, because it's in September, and in May we
a
celebrate one of the battles with Mexico versus France. But it's important as well that you're learning, and that's nice, that's beautiful, because you remember everything from us, and that's good, you're learning.
exactly. Yubita, how about your holidays and stuff in Guatemala? Are they pretty much similar too?
Well, we also celebrate the Thanksgiving. So my grandparents are also religious persons, and they are Christians. They, yeah, from the church, they always celebrate the Thanksgiving Day, and they always do a meeting with a lot of people. They give a lot of food. They do this traditional drink, which is called ponche. It's like all foods mixed. And yeah, that's so traditional in Guatemala. And out here, I think it's the turkey that they, yeah, but we do all, it's almost different. And we also celebrate in a different date. So it's not similar.
What date
It's
and
not
stuff do you
the
guys celebrate it there?
same. We celebrate on May, which is the 22 May.
Okay,
It's
nice.
completely different, yes.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy, how like each, like every country kind of gets an influence from each other. It may be like different dates and stuff like that, but it's nice that we can all, like as different communities kind of like share something kind of as one, so that's nice. So how long have you guys been living in Tulsa? I know you said, Laura, that you came to the US when you were 18. Were you always living in Tulsa since then?
No, I stopped dancing at that age, but
Oh,
I
sorry.
was yeah, I was here. I arrived to Tulsa in 2023 already.
Oh, nice. New pizza.
For me, I have 4 years and a half in the United States. I was living on LA for 2 years. And right now in Tulsa, I have 2 years and a half.
Nice.
Yes.
So with you guys being, like ESL students and stuff like that, we're gonna kind of talk about, like your experience and, like the language and like the proficiency and stuff of learning English. So how comfortable are you guys with speaking English on a scale from 1 to 10, being 10 being the most pleased?
I think 9. It's a like a challenge because we have to learn everything, but we have awesome teachers at ESL program.
Now, how was like your journey and stuff, learning like English and stuff for you? Would you say it was like a pretty hard journey?
In my personal experience was a little bit difficult, but my son is helping me a lot, for example, with advanced writing. And I didn't know how to do that. My first essay was like a really, really, really bad. Then the last one was an excellent one and was I was so happy because I could do it. And every day is a challenge because we're learning every day. New things, but I love it and I'll continue to it.
Good. And what about you, Yabitsa? How do you feel like, speaking language and stuff on a scale from 1 to 10?
I will say 8. I didn't learn in English in my country, so it was a completely new language for me, and it was a little bit difficult to get comfort to speak, and yeah, it was her.
Yeah, definitely. So Yubitsa said that she didn't learn like you so Yubitsa, do you really speak English and stuff in Guatemala at all?
Yeah, it depends on some school. They give English classes, and in others, like public schools, they don't.
Okay, so kind of like it's like a private school type deal.
Yeah, if you want to learn really learn English, you have to pay for the classes. And they are expensive.
I actually was kind of doing a little bit of research on that, and I seen how pricey they were. So that's crazy that we actually brought that up because I was going to ask about that. But Laura, in Mexico and stuff, is English pretty? Just do a lot of people speak English and stuff, or is it kind of the same as like what Yubitsa was saying? You kind of have to pay for like private lessons and stuff.
We have in a middle school and a high school and college. I think when you have like a career or degree, you have to learn. You have to have probably 70%, and they have like scholarships in the college to help you. But if you in Mexico recently, most all the people is trying to learn English, and they have a very, very good courses. And yeah, we're going ahead and they want to learn. Everybody wants to learn English.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like a good universal language for everybody. I think that's kind of what, people are trying to do, where everybody can kind of communicate. So is it so with English and stuff, what aspect would you guys say that you're more comfortable in? And by meaning that, would it be like speaking, listening to stuff in English, reading English, writing English? What would you guys be more confident in?
I don't know. Probably I'm feeling comfortable, I think, in every part because I enjoy it and I love your language. And I am feeling really good. And now probably I have a trouble speaking because sometimes my chip is in Spanish and I have to be translating. But I think I'm going in a good track.
Good. And what about for you, Yabitsa? Do you like speaking, listening, reading, or writing in English?
Well, I don't Well, I will do speaking and can be probably reading, like when somebody asked you to read aloud. So I feel comfortable in that ways.
Good, good. So do you guys, speak a lot of English and stuff like out of the classroom, like between like you and like your families or like your friends and stuff like that?
Actually, I in this time I use at school because I'm at home. I was taking care of my mom. But in the past, I learned a lot when I was working for a restaurant, and the waitress, the co-workers helped me a lot.
Good.
So for me, my parents just speak Spanish, and I just practice with my two sisters, my siblings, because they know more English than Spanish, so sometimes I have to use English. I like because I'm practicing, so
So is there any like specific like English language skills or goals that you guys would want to improve in the near future?
probably the grammar, and I would like to use a proper grammar and more like vocabulary to use when, because I would like to study, like for example, like I told you, like early child development. I need it for that.
Yeah, definitely. It's so crazy too because English, you can like everybody speaks it, right? But everybody uses different, like slang. People use like a certain word for this and they could be meaning something, completely different. So it's interesting. You got to catch on pretty quick, especially being in like the South, everybody's accents and stuff, so it's different.
Kind
And
of
what
hard.
for yeah. What about you, Yubitsa?
I think understand more because sometimes I get confused in classes. Because, there's people with different accents, and I was in high school for 4 years in the United States, so it's like I understand more when it's like white people than others. It's like I can't explain. Like, you already, I didn't, I wasn't before with talking with persons from different countries, like it's Vietnamese persons, and I'm trying to still understand them, because sometimes I get confused when they try to say something to me.
It's a
Yeah,
different
and right,
accent.
yes, it's difficult to understand sometimes.
Well, we're gonna kind of dive like into your like educational hist like kind of your educational background. So can you guys kind of explain to me like what schools and stuff you attended in your home country? Did you all so I'm pretty sure did you got all graduate high school and stuff from your country or?
I used to graduated from technical Caridian high school, and then I went to the state to study, like being an esthetician hairdresser for almost 1 year and a half, and then I couldn't go forward, and that's why I spent more like 25 years doing hair.
Wow, that's awesome. You're probably really good at it.
I
And then Yubitsa, did you graduate from high school in Guatemala or was that here in the US?
I studied the whole high school at USA. Yeah, 2 years on LA and 2 years on Tulsa.
Okay, nice. What were your guys' favorite subjects and stuff like in school, like growing up?
I love to In my subjects were the principal ones were like accountants, I love it, and computers, like program something about programs and run new languages, program languages, and I love that.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I was loving my class was the music class. They was teaching us how to play piano,
Oh,
and
nice.
I learned a little bit of that,
Were you
and
pretty good at the
well,
piano?
I wasn't so yeah, I wasn't. I just learned a little bit, and I'm still practicing. Well, sometimes I don't have enough time, so I just know a little bit, but I want to keep taking classes of piano.
Yeah. Piano is probably like I heard is one of the most hardest instruments and stuff to like master. So, kudos to you 'cause I don't think I could do piano. Now, how would you guys say that like your previous education like prepared you for your current educational journey in the United States? Do you guys feel pretty prepared?
I think talking about ESL, I think so because in Mexico I learned how, for example, in Spanish, how to the verbs and in Spanish how to how can I explain? Okay, the grammar in Spanish, I got all the grammar in Spanish, and that helped me to do it in English. And I think it's the main is the base of any language.
I would agree as well.
Yeah, for me, I will say, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's yeah, like Laura says, it's similar as Spanish, some words in English, like if you just translate it, they have like almost the same meaning, and like yeah, the part of speech is almost the same as the verbs, adjectives, and almost the out of the
It's interesting how like all of that works. I don't know a second language. English is my first language. I grew up and stuff. I'm a Native American and my family speaks the native language, but I didn't get to really learn that. Only my grandparents know it. So the verbs and the adjectives and stuff, it's crazy how it's kind of all ties into like together in each language. So that's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult and it's frustrated sometimes. It really depends on the words you want to translate. So, yeah.
So can you guys kind of tell me some things that you had to kind of get adjusted to when you guys came to the US, like some things that maybe you miss from being back home?
Oh, yes, of course, the taste of the food, because in Mexico I just noticed a difference because in the markets, the fresh markets in Mexico, you can see the meat hanging on the market to say why. And here in USA I learned when I was going to work in the restaurant the rules to keep the food safe for the customers. And then why in Mexico? That I understood that in Mexico is fresh. You can buy the meat, for example, they kill the animal the same day and they sell the meat. And here the meat is refrigerated 4 months. And is the difference I found when I arrived here. You can in my hometown, in my city, my state, you can find a fresh, really fresh produce. And sometimes here is a little bit like a storage, and
Exactly. A lot of big manufacturing companies, you can't, just go down the block and get a fresh piece of beef. You have to Get it shipped from no telling where, huh?
Yeah.
What about you, Yubitsa? So what was some different stuff from you when you moved to the United States that you had to get adjusted to?
First, it was about like the festivals in Guatemala. There's many festivals, like many occasions that they, and one of the things that it's like they almost always do fireworks, and here you can just only do fireworks on the 4th of July. And in Guatemala, you can do every time you want.
That's crazy you say that. I never really understood why we only did it on a certain like holiday. I think it's just because certain people when fireworks or explosives get in the wrong hands of certain people, it gets crazy. So what do you guys think was a bit of like a culture shock, like for you guys, like that maybe that you felt like uncomfortable and stuff with, moving into a new cultural environment?
What it was okay, how can I explain you when you miss your land was the when you have to adapt to a new culture, the language, the customs, and sometimes people like don't want you here because racism. I used in 23 years old, I used face two people doing that. But after that, it was really, I have met really, really nice people, American, who helped me. And I was kind of shaking, say, what's happening? But you understand, and that's why I wanted to learn, I wanted to adapt, and I want to respect your culture because I'm in your country and I need to respect and be part of it and respect.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't get the question. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, so what was like a big cultural shock for you when you moved to the United States and stuff that you were maybe uncomfortable with at first?
Well, first was the language. It's total different. And I wasn't comfortable because on LA, many people speak Spanish, and I didn't like that they have to translate me because I didn't know English. So it was something I didn't like that. I'm like the persons who always says I can by myself, so I didn't like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big adjustment, especially like you said, doing it by yourself. So guys, I want you to kind of tell me like about your experience at TCC, maybe what your future plan is, after TCC, what career you would like to get into, after everything. I know, Laura, you said that you wanted to do early child development. Is that kind of what you're wanting to do and stuff after you're done?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I would like to finish this class. I have a 5 semesters already in TCC, and it's my challenge, like a present TOEFL test and check if I can do it and then go forward to early child development.
Nice. And you do you so you pretty much you're not plan on staying, like in Tulsa and stuff like that, and kind of getting everything that way, correct?
Yeah, because we have our home here in Tulsa. It's a nice city. I love it. And it's, every city has a crime, but I love Tulsa.